Hey everybody, welcome back to the Pub Trivia Experience. My name is Chris. I am going to be your host tonight, and we have got something we have been talking about for a little while. We are here with our second episode of Kevin Smith Trivia, this time all based on the movie Mallrats. If you're familiar with Mallrats, you'll know this movie came out after Clerks, but is actually set before the movie Clerks. And that might come up in trivia a little bit later. But before we get started, I want to go ahead and pass it around the table and introduce you to who's going to be playing the game. Your first two contestants need no introduction, but we're going to introduce them anyway. Give it up for Mr. Mike Mott.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
And his lovely wife, Nikki, with a new car, I understand.
Yep. Hello.
A new car.
Yes, I bought a new car today. It was very exciting.
It is very exciting. That's the kind of car I want Leah to get, so.
New car smells the best.
It's a big girl car. It's a big Volkswagen Atlas, so I have it's big. It's way taller than me.
Yeah, the picture of you online standing next to it was kind of comical. I'm not going to lie.
It is. It's like the seat goes really high, so I mean, like, it's like the only time in my life I get to feel tall, you know, when I'm driving the big, tall cars, so.
Oh, man. We'll get Mike a pickup truck next. It'll be great.
There you go.
So, Mike, what are you drinking tonight, buddy?
Well, I'm just going to pop this open right now. I got a... Sorry, it overflowed a little bit, so I had to go take a quick sip. I've been saving this beer for this particular podcast because it felt quite fitting. This is from a brewing company called Mispillion River. They're out of Delaware. It's part of my craft beer of the month. Shipment, and it's just seemed very fitting for this particular movie and Kevin Smith's particular brand of humor because it's called The Reach Around.
Ooh.
Yes, The Reach Around. It's an IPA. Sorry, Chris.
No, you had me at Reach Around. You lost me at IPA.
Yeah, I figured that's kind of how it goes. But no, it's actually very good. It drinks sort of like a session IPA. It's got a little more flavor and a little more alcohol. But it's not too hoppy, so if you don't like, you know, your IPAs kicking you in the back of the uvula, then I would recommend it. It's a nice light IPA.
And it has a really pretty can. It has a sloth on it.
That's right. It does have a sloth on it because sloths are fans of Reach Arounds or something. I don't know.
Well, I'm just saying. I mean, you know, aesthetically, it looks very pleasing.
It is an aesthetically pleasing can. I will agree with that.
So we talked about this while off air, but I've got a bottle of beer here that just. It smells skunky, and there's been nothing wrong with it. Like, I've had it in, it's been refrigerated since I bought it. It's not that old either, but I bought it because this particular beer is made by a brewery called Robinson's Brewery, which I'm not familiar with, and I don't see where it's from. Oh, it's from Cheshire, England. That's why. Okay. This particular beer is called the Trooper Light Brigade. This beer itself, though, is a fundraising beer. Raising money in support of Help for Heroes. And the beer itself is, let me see if I can find it here, was created by Iron Maiden vocalist Bruce Dickinson.
No kidding.
And I'm not a huge Iron Maiden fan, but I figured I got to try this at least once, so I'm going to give this a shot here.
Is it 6.66% alcohol by volume?
Actually, it's not bad.
Doesn't smell good, but tastes good.
Yeah, it's weird. It's first off, if you picture Iron Maiden making a beer, a golden ale is not what I pictured.
Correct.
Yeah, I would agree.
It's actually not bad at all. It's pretty light. It is pretty light, but it's a big 16-ounce bottle too. So, no, sorry, it's a one pint bottle.
I think a pint is 16 ounces, right?
I don't know.
It is. A quart is 32 ounces.
Oh, my Lord.
I was told there would be no math.
I was hoping there'd be no math.
Oh, I'm good at math.
Well, you hear him now, so let's go ahead and throw it over. This is Mr. Mario.
How's it going, people? I am not drinking something from Cheshire, England. I am drinking something that came in a bottle, and it's H2O. Aquafina. Cheap plug.
Not the actress, but the water.
Exactly. But the actress is not bad either. She's good in Ocean's 8.
Who's the actress?
Awkwafina.
Awkwafina.
Oh, real gosh. Name's Nora. Yeah.
Crazy Rich Asians. Come on, though.
Yeah, I know who it is now. I didn't put two and two together. And I couldn't have a Kevin Smith podcast without the woman who introduced me to Kevin Smith and has spawned my love of movies and pop culture since I was in college. Give it up for the amazing Jess.
What's up? Go Noles.
Not this week, no. Well, they went.
I mean, always. That's always a thing. Go Noles.
Go Noles. But, oh, rough game. That game will drive you to drink.
Yeah.
And what are you drinking tonight, Jess?
I am having a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon by Dark Horse.
Oh, okay. You weren't much of a wine drinker in college. This must be a new revelation.
No, I was more of like a Mike's Hard Lemonade, Smirnoff Ice, light beer, crappy beer person. But now I'm all about the dark red wines and the amber ales. And yeah, I've graduated. My tastes have elevated a bit since college.
were there just a whole lot of wine drinkers in college? Like,
yeah, I haven't been. I never went to one keg or where anybody was drinking wine.
That's true. Mike, I was tempted. Next time you and I play, I'm gonna call it the Natty Light bet. So you're gonna have to go out and buy a 16-ounce can of Natty Light, and we're gonna videotape the loser drinking it.
Oh. Well. Oh, you said the loser. Okay, good. So I won't have to drink it. Good.
$50 on Mike.
Somebody take this sumbitch down a peg, please. Nikki, control your man. It's Alabama. They sell it at elementary schools. Just go grab one.
They sell it at elementary school.
It's part of the fundraising package. They buy football helmets with it.
Instead of they now have like the opt-out fundraising where you can just pay instead of fundraising. You're like, opt out and get it
anyway. Do they really? That's fantastic.
Yeah, that's the thing now. Like, but it's kind of nice because, you know, how much wrapping paper can you buy?
Right. You know? I suppose that's true.
Oh, man. All right, we're going to get into the trivia. After the trivia, stick around. We'll have a little bit of conversation around the movie itself and kind of talk through what our favorite parts are, because this is one of my favorite Kevin Smith movies. It's definitely probably top. Oh, gosh. The first three are the best three. So, you know, we'll get into Chasing Amy next, but... But before we get into the actual Mallrats trivia, our format this week is pretty simple. We're going to have Mike and Nikki taking on Jess and Mario. And if you've listened to one of our movie episodes before, you kind of know the format. Your first 10 questions are regular trivia that are tangentially related back to the movie that we're watching. Your next 10 questions are all based on the movie that we watched. And then there is a final question that has a wager component. At the end of everything, we're going to crown our winner. We'll crown our losers. There'll be no drinking of Natty Light tonight. But who's ready to play?
Let's do it.
Yep.
Okay.
Excelsior.
I just sense a lot more enthusiasm at one team than the other. Let's do it. Yep.
I'm not buzzed enough yet.
I'm never buzzed, so Chris knows I'm like this all the time.
Yeah, it's true. We'll get we got to get Jess back down here. We'll get some drunk karaoke going on.
I'm drunk on life.
That's true. Well, let's go ahead. Let's get into the trivia. Like I said, your first 10 questions, they are not related to Mallrats, but they are tangentially related to it. And when I say tangentially related, they're not related to Mallrats, but your first 10 questions are all about malls.
Woo!
Okay.
I'm actually sitting here debating whether to say this, but I literally said to Nikki earlier today, I was like, I'll bet his first 10 questions are going to be about malls.
It was malls or weed. Like, I figure we'll save weed for Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
Yeah, could have been rats.
It couldn't. No,
I was thinking that.
Here we go. Question number one. Often considered the best zombie movie ever made, what politically minded George Romero film is set inside of a mall?
I think we can lock in.
Mike and Nicky are locked in. Mario and Jess, talk it out.
I know nothing about George Romero, by the way.
God, I haven't seen this movie in forever.
Okay, I got the answer.
What do you think it is? Wait, can we say it, or do we have to?
Yeah, you're open. They already locked in.
What do you think it is, Mario?
Dawn of the Dead.
Yeah, I was gonna say this. Yeah, I agree. Yeah.
Jess and Mario locked in with Dawn of the Dead. Mike and Nikki, what's your answer?
We went with Dawn of the Living Dead.
Are you serious? Or are you joking?
No, I'm serious.
The actual name of the movie is just Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, is it? Okay, it I thought is. It was Dawn of the Living Dead. No, it's Dawn of
the Dead. Oh, sorry. Okay. Jess and Mary well, get the points.
Is it Night of the Living Dead?
It is Night of the Living Dead, but it is just Dawn of the Dead.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, the Living Dead is only in that one movie.
Okay, for some reason I thought they were all of the Living Dead. They're just of the dead?
Just of the dead.
Okay. Yeah, no, that was, yeah, that's totally my bad.
All right, question number two. Which of the following stores most recently had a retail location open? Sam Goody or the Limited Clothing Company?
You mean like reopen or like just, a new addition?
No, both these stores no longer have any retail locations. Which one most recently had a store open? Or what was the last store to close out their final retail location?
I haven't seen a Sam Goody in years.
If you guys can wait for Mike and Nikki to lock in if you like.
We can lock in. It sounds like they're going on the same thing that we're going on.
All right, Mike and Nikki are locked. Jess and Mario, talk it out.
I was looking for Limit just because.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody buys CDs anymore except me, so I don't think there's a Sam Goody anywhere. I was going to say Limited.
It's still the Limited.
All right, they're locked in with Limited. Mike and Nikki, what is your guess?
The logic was the same, but although, Jess, for the record, I bought 4 CDs last week.
there you go.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't really know either. I mean, I kind of knew Sam Goody was gone, but I didn't even really know the Limited was gone.
I didn't even know the Limited. That's what we both looked at. I didn't even know the Limited was gone, and Sam Goody, I didn't even know existed in the 21st century, so... We went with the Limited.
And you're both getting points. It is the Limited. Now, here's the fun fact. The Limited closed its last retail location in 2017.
Really?
Sam Goody closed its last retail location in 2016.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Really? Where was that?
I did not do that much research.
Okay.
Probably Alaska, right next to the last Blockbuster.
Seriously.
The last Blockbuster is in Bend, Oregon, I'll have you know.
Oh.
Oh, I thought it was in Alaska.
No, Bend, Oregon.
Okay.
Have you been there?
No, but it's on my bucket list. It's the only reason to go to Bend, Oregon. I would go there, rent a movie, and then never return it just to get the late fees.
Just give them a fake address.
No, I'll pay it to keep them in business. A little part of my childhood is alive if Blockbuster is still here.
Did you have a Hollywood Video?
Yeah.
I owe them money right now, too.
No wonder they went belly up.
Am I the only one that used to go to the grocery store to rent movies?
Yes.
Yes.
Like we had a grocery store, I think it was Farmore, I think is what it was called, and they legit had like a really crappy little video store in the front, but it was $1 to rent a movie.
I still remember like the little video store we used to go to like in elementary school where, you know, you go and you bring, you know, the thing to the front and they give you the VHS tape. You know?
Oh, yeah, right. Yes. Yep.
Renting VHS tapes from the library.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
Is it sad to say, I think it's going to be sad to say this, I actually still have VHS tapes.
So do I.
I have a couple.
I do not. I got rid of all mine.
Now, the crown jewel of my VHS collection, I have the VHS release of the original Star Wars trilogy prior to George Lucas doing all of his special edition updates.
Oh, very nice.
So the Ewoks are singing the Yub Yub song at the end of Return of the Jedi, and you're damn right this is what I'm going to raise my daughter on.
Oh, God.
I don't blame you.
Buy a VCR just to watch
it. Han shoots first. It's glorious.
The crown jewel of my VHS collection, I actually think I still have these because my family is from New England, and I don't think my grandparents ever paid full price for anything. They bought a set of VHS tapes off the street in New York.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, on one VHS tape, it is A New Hope. It's actually just Star Wars and Empire Strikes Back. And it's the original version. On the second VHS tape, and I kid you not, it is Return of the Jedi and Sammy the Way Out Sea Lion. I loved those movies.
That's fantastic. All four of them.
All four of them.
Chris, I can tell Leah is asleep because that's the only reason that we would have been allowed to go on this much of a tangent.
That's very true. When we recorded the recast, that movie edition, when we did the last one we just did, Back to the Future,
Yeah.
That went on for 2 hours. She was mad.
Was she?
Oh, yeah. I didn't get to bed till 11:30. Neither here nor there. Let's jump into question number three. A good portion of the third season of the show Stranger Things takes place in a mall. I want you to answer one of the following questions. Either tell me the name of the mall, or tell me the name of the ice cream shop that Robin and Steve worked at.
Oh, shit. We literally just saw this, too.
Oh, what the heck is it called?
All right, we're locked in.
Mike and Nick, you're locked in.
Okay.
I think I remember.
You think you're... Does it start with an S?
Yes. Okay. I think it's Scoops. Scoops.
Well, I know the mall. I know the mall's name.
Oh, then, well... It's either or, we don't get, like, extra points if we know both.
No extra points. Pick one and go with an answer. There's going to be bonus points later.
I know... I'm pretty sure I know what the ice cream shop is, but if you want to take the mall, go for it.
You guys can talk it out.
I'm pretty sure this ice cream shop is Scoops Ahoy.
That is correct. And it's Star Court Mall.
Nice. Yeah, I wouldn't have guessed that at all. It's been a while since I've seen that season, so it's not as fresh.
I like that season, that's why I remember it.
I do too. The freaking never-ending story part was amazing. Anyways.
Love that part.
And which answer are we going with?
Scoops Ahoy.
They are locked in with Scoops Ahoy. Mike and Nikki, what did you say?
We just said Scoops. We didn't come up with Scoops Ahoy, but that sounds right.
The ice cream shop is, in fact, the Scoops Ahoy Ice Cream Pavilion. And the name of the mall is, in fact, the Star Court Mall. Nicely done.
Well done, guys.
Question number four. I want you to tell me which of these stores has the most locations. Is it JCPenney's, Macy's, Hot Topic, or Hollister?
Do you have any ideas, Mario?
I'm thinking that Macy's and Penny's is going to be the least amount because they're closing them up constantly, just like Sears went out of business. Hollister, I really don't know much about.
Me neither. Yeah. That's why I was kind of thinking Hot Topic, maybe. But
yeah, everybody's a geek for Hot Topic.
Oh, I used to be. That was my store in college.
So,
it's freaking expensive.
It is.
$30 for a t-shirt.
We can lock in, by the way.
Mike and Nick, you're locked in.
Do you want to go that way, Mario? Or do you...
I'm thinking
I've
that
never,
way.
I've never set foot in a house. I don't even know what they even sell there. So
yeah, me either. Yeah, I'm going with you.
Okay. Yeah, we'll go with Hot Topic.
Jess and Mario locked in with Hot Topic. Mike and Nikki, what's your guess?
So we figured, okay, it's definitely not Hollister. I'm the same way. Like, what is Hollister? I don't even know.
It's a clothing company.
Well, that explains a lot. Why I don't know. I don't wear clothes.
Oh, God.
No, but no, our thinking was basically, I feel like malls alternate whether they have a Macy's or JCPenney's, but they all have Hot Topic. So we also went Hot Topic.
Okay. Hollister has the least amount at 578 stores.
Okay.
The other people don't wear clothes either.
With 584 stores, the next up is Macy's. With 676 stores and the second most, it's Hot Topic.
Wow.
JCPenney's currently has 865 retail locations.
Wow.
I probably would have guessed JCPenney over Macy's, but...
All right, question number five. What 1995 film was written and directed by Amy Heckerling and centered around Beverly Hills culture and fashion? This movie filmed its interior mall shots at Westfield Fashion Square in Los Angeles, and shocking, its exterior mall shots were shot at the Westfield Pavilion, also in Los Angeles.
We can lock in.
Yeah, I know 1995. I think I know it.
Okay, you go with that because I have no idea.
All right. Jess, what is your guess?
I think it's Clueless.
They are locked in with Clueless, Mike and Nikki.
You could have stopped at Amy Heckling 1995. It's Clueless.
It is Clueless. Nicely done.
Good job, Jeff.
Well done.
Question number 6. The Mall of America outside of Minneapolis is the largest mall in North America at almost 5 million square feet and containing over 500 stores. It also includes the Nickelodeon Universe, an indoor roller coaster, a comedy club, a miniature golf course, and a children's museum. Can you tell me what decade the mall opened? And I will give you a bonus 2 points if you can get the year exactly right.
I could tell you, Jess, I know the answer and I'll explain why.
Okay.
You want to go ahead and lock in then?
You want to lock in then? I defer to you then.
Yeah.
All right. Jess and Mario are locked in. Mike and Nikki, talk it out.
All right. I mean, we were over here having a discussion.
I feel like malls were at its prime certainly in the 80s, but with this
I know nothing about this. My logic was, okay, it's called the Mall of America, so maybe like 1976. Bicentennial type of thing, but you know, I don't know if we necessarily want to get bogged down in trying to get the bonus for the specific year if we think 80s is a better guess.
I'm just go 70, maybe it's probably late 70s. So 76, okay. Sure. 1976.
We'll say 1970s with 1976 as our specific answer.
And Mike, you could have gone with the Cody strategy of, you know, 1976 and then 1980s.
That is true. That is true.
All right, they're locked in with the 70s in 1976. Mario and Jess, what are you thinking?
So I'm going to go back to my geeky lifestyle in the 90s. So WCW Monday Nitro debuted in 1995.
Oh, God.
It was, yeah, I'm going there, Labor Day. But 3 years before, Mall of America was actually opened in 92. Only reason why I know this is because in the opening, they basically stated that. So, 90s, 1992.
And your correct answer is 1992.
Wow. Just useless info.
All that wrestling finally helped you out.
Good job.
All right, question number 7. In a mind-boggling announcement, what quick service store recently announced its first mall location will be opening in Tampa, Florida later on this year, and also announced plans to open up 6 more mall locations before the end of 2019?
When did this make news?
So you make this up, Chris. I'm just kidding.
I wish I was.
I have absolutely no idea. Could you like tell us if it is like a restaurant?
I will be happy to repeat the question if that will help.
Oh, you were so sweet. No, I'm good. Thank you.
I have an idea, but it's kind of that's right. But...
Does Mario want to let you lock in with your idea?
I'm not too terribly confident, though. I just think of what did you say? A quick service establishment. I'm just trying to think of those.
The exact wording is quick service store.
Quick service store. Yeah. So I'm just thinking of a list of those. What potentially
is it Wawa? Because they're opening up everywhere.
Mike and Nikki have not locked in yet. Just keep that in mind.
I have an idea, and the only reason why I have an idea is because of what somebody told me at work. I don't know how true it is. So,
I mean, it could be. I mean, it might be better than what I have.
We can lock in.
All right, Mike and Nick, you're locked in. Talk it out, Jess and Mary.
What do you think?
One thing I could think of. One good thing I think of was like a 7-Eleven or something. But that seems very like, I don't know.
I was thinking like, what? It's like, is it called like Shake Stack or whatever the heck it's called? The hamburger place.
Shake Shack?
Yeah, that's it. That's what I was told that's coming around here. And a couple of other places. That's like really pulling it out of the air.
But, I mean, that's better than what I just thought of. So if you want to go with that, you can.
Sure, we'll go with that idea if you're good with that.
Yeah, you're fine.
And what is your guess?
Shake Shack.
Mario and Jess are locked in with Shake Shack. Mike and Nikki, what'd you lock in with?
Guess Wawa. I don't know. I just feel like people go crazy for them over in Florida. Like everybody's obsessed with like their sandwiches.
Yeah, there's a lot of people.
So I don't know. I just thought maybe, and it's also sort of like a store too, because you can usually it's like a gas station, so you can get like quick service things. So
anyway,
I
guess Wawa.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Okay. Well, Mike and Nikki, you were on the right path, and Jess actually had the right answer and didn't lock in with it. It's actually 7-Eleven.
7-Eleven. I almost said that instead of Wawa, but to me, it was more like 7-Eleven. If they were going to do it, they would have done it before now. But I guess maybe that's the mind-boggling part.
Well, partly because I feel like half the 7-Elevens have closed down, around. Maybe they're like, we'll just go to mall.
You're right. Yeah.
I was
confident in that answer.
Question number 8. And this question is an over-under question. So you're either going to take the over or the under. Gap Incorporated includes divisions named Gap, Old Navy, Banana Republic, Intermix, Hill City, and Athleta. Over-under a combined 3,500 store locations worldwide.
We can lock in.
Mike and Nick, you're locked in. Mario and Jess, talk it out.
Yeah, exactly.
I was thinking over.
We can go over. I haven't seen many in my around here except by Shorm Mall, and that's for the
gap. That's true. A lot of people are shopping online now too. So, we could say under. That's fine.
Okay, let's go under.
Under. All right.
They are locked in with under. Mike and Nikki, what's your guess?
So we went over. I can tell you our logic if you care, but basically we said, okay, there's probably at least as many Gaps as JCPenney's. So we know there's 800 of those. And then Chris listed 6 other places, so that comes into around 5,000. So even if you figure there's a lot fewer of a lot of those places than there are Gaps, we're probably still looking over. So we went over.
And your correct answer, Gap Incorporated currently operates 3,727 stores across the world. It is over.
Wow.
By a smidge. A skosh.
Nicely done, Mike and Nikki. Question number 9. You've had this question before, but I'm going to change up the stores. Which of these stores most recently had an open retail location? KB Toys or Sharper Image?
We can lock in.
Mike and Nikki are locked in. Jess and Mario, talk it out.
My gut kind of said Sharper Image, but that's just, there's no, research or analysis or anything that went into that. So I haven't seen a KB toy since I was like, so.
Right?
I love that store. It wasn't as good as Toys R Us, but I love that store.
It was nowhere near as good as Toys R Us.
No, but when there wasn't a Toys R Us, it was the next best thing.
That's
true.
It's a toy store.
Yeah. I don't know.
I haven't seen the KB Toys either. It's not like a Toys R Us Express or something that you see at the outlet mall or something. So I'll go with you with the Sharper Image idea.
Sharper Image.
They are locked in with Sharper Image. Mike and Nikki, what's your guess?
So this is kind of probably weird logic, but last time we said limited because we didn't even realize it was closed. This time I was thinking, I didn't even realize Sharper Image was closed, but I don't think that logic's going to work twice. So, and that that was why I was like, okay, KB Toys. I think we're going to go with KB Toys, but I don't know.
I'm not 100% or anything like that, but yeah, we're guessing KB Toys.
And they are locked in with KB Toys. So the Sharper Image closed its last retail location in 2008. The last KB Toys shut down in 2009.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Wow.
KB Toys outlasted Sharper Image.
I really did not realize Sharper Image had been closed that long. That's crazy.
I know. I feel old.
It's one of those stores you never go into, but you just don't realize it wasn't there anymore.
Maybe I'm just mistaking it for Brookstone.
Keep in mind, Sharper Image still has their online location. Their online store is still open.
Okay. Well, they were always one of those stores you go in and you play with all the cool shit and you never buy anything.
Exactly, because it's too expensive and who wants the stupid looking things?
Right.
I always bought my I bought my dad the combination alarm clock letter opener.
Did he ever use it?
No, we sold it in a tag sale like two years later. It was still in its box. All right, this is your last mall question, and if I do say so myself, probably the favorite question I wrote today. What Broadway and movie star had her basement transformed into a mini mall? She told Harper's Bazaar, instead of just storing my things in the basement, I can make a street of shops and display them.
I have an idea, but I'm not sure if it's right, but I have an idea.
I guess we can lock in.
Mike and Nick, you're locked in.
I'm thinking it's Barbra Streisand, because she does weird stuff like that. Like she painted Oprah's mic white when she went on the Oprah show because she was on this white thing, and that's like such a diva thing to do.
Okay, you know what?
And film and Broadway star, I think, of Barbra Streisand. Not that she's the only one, but you know that just kind of stood out.
I'll go with that because I have an idea, but that's not. I don't think it's that person.
What was your idea?
I was thinking Aretha Franklin, but I think but she didn't do Broadway off the top of my head.
I was gonna say
I will go with you with Barbra Streisand. I think that's a good guess.
Okay, yeah, we'll walk in with Barbra Streisand.
All right, they are locked in with Babs. Mike and Nikki, what's your guess?
I went with Sarah Jessica Parker,
who apparently was on Broadway.
Yeah, she was a big Broadway actress first, but he's like, she's on Broadway, but I just thought of her because she likes the clothes and stuff.
Yeah, I thought it was a good guess. I'm the kind of guy who has to call Robert Smith of The Cure when I hear the name Barbra Streisand.
I don't.
Wow.
I actually like the idea of Babs as a good guess.
Yeah, I thought Babs is actually a really good guess. So.
And your correct answer is EGOT winner, Barbra Streisand.
Sweet.
What? I can't believe that's a lucky guess. I have no idea on that one.
Yeah,
that was a good. I wouldn't have pulled that.
That one. Yeah,
such a diva thing to do. I just thought of her.
Yeah. It actually is a very diva thing to do.
We were like, it's gotta be someone like modern.
I didn't necessarily think it was somebody modern. Like, but I was like the first name that popped in my head. Like, I was like Julie Andrews. I'm like, it's not Julie Andrews, but I was like,
that would be a good guess. Star.
Like. I legitimately am somewhat allergic to Barbra Streisand, I think. I don't even think about her.
I concur with you.
I would have guessed Bette Midler, but that's me.
Bette Midler would
have. That would
be a very good guess because they said that she's like crazy, weird, you know, nasty to everybody. So, yeah.
What? Yeah. I never heard that.
I've never heard Bette Midler being mean to anyone but Trump.
No, I've heard things. No, well, I'm not even going to that issue, but that's something else.
All right. As we move into the second half of our game, your scores at halftime. Mike and Nick, you're at 40. Jess and Mario at 62. It is anybody's game. And now we're actually into Mallrats trivia.
Ooh.
The opening credits of Mallrats feature the cast as comic book covers. What actor was featured on the comic book cover titled Adventures of the Man?
I can lock it in.
Okay, you go for that. I have no idea.
Jess is locked in. Mike and Nikki, talk it out.
Oh, man.
Who were the characters?
No, they're looking for the actors. Stop me if you've heard this one before. Nikki fell asleep during the movie.
I feel like they're probably great movies. I mean, the problem is we watch them late at night.
We have to wait until Abby goes to sleep.
And I fall asleep and, you know, I cry.
She works all day. She's parenting. I do nothing. I sit there twiddling my thumbs. So I
want to point out, this is in the opening credits of the movie.
Oh, no, that is legitimate.
I remember them being superheroes, but I mean, it was the first time I saw the movie, so I can't remember.
No, this is a great.
I can't remember the actor's name and the.
This is a great question. Like, so when I hear the man, mm-hmm. I think like, oh, Stan the Man Lee, like that would make sense. But was he in the opening credits?
He was. I remember he was in the opening credits.
Then that's what we'll lock in with, yeah. Stan Lee.
They're locked in with Stan Lee. Jess, what did you say?
Same, Stan Lee.
It is, in fact, Stan the Man Lee. Nicely done to both teams.
Nice.
Did you remember that?
In my nice, game? Jess.
Yeah.
Question number two. In the opening of the film, we find out that T.S. made a comment that led to a woman going swimming to lose weight. She would die in that swimming pool and subsequently have her funeral ruined by Dante and Randall and Clerks. Who was this woman?
Locked in.
Yeah, I have no idea.
Mike and Nikki are locked in. Jess and Mario, talk it out.
I know who it is, but I don't remember the name. I know... I want to say her name was Julie, but I don't remember the last name. I think it was Julie something.
Was it Julie in the movie?
Yeah.
In Mallrats?
Yeah.
I just seen it. I don't remember Julie.
Well, she's only mentioned, but she's not ever.
Okay, that's why I wouldn't. That's why I wouldn't know.
I'm just gonna say Julie because I don't remember the last name. I might not be right, but
I'm going to enforce general trivia rules here. I do need a last name. Mike and Nikki, that goes for you as well if you don't have it.
We have one.
Was it Julie Smith?
Smith. Where'd you get that?
I just came up with it because it's a common last name like Jones.
Or Kevin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I don't remember. Sorry, it's going to be a big fat zero. I just think Julie. I don't remember anything else.
They're locked in with Julie, Mike, and Nikki. What did you say?
I believe it was Julie Dwyer.
It is, in fact, Julie Dwyer. Who, poor woman, had her life ruined by T.S. and her death ruined by Dante and Randall.
Can we just say Randall on that one? I mean...
Dante's the one that guilted him into going, okay?
That's a fair point. That's a fair point.
Question number 3. When Brody and Renee are fighting, Brody is on a roll in a video game. Can you name one of the 2 NHL teams that is involved in the game Brody is playing? I'll give you a hint. One of these teams has never won a Stanley Cup. The other team no longer exists. And you'll get a bonus 2 points if you can name both teams.
I got it, Jess.
Oh, you got it, Mario? I know one of them.
Yeah.
Okay.
I remember. I just seen it. That's why the only reason why I know it.
Okay.
All right. Mario and Jessica are locked in. Mike and Nikki, what do you think?
I honestly don't remember. Based on the hint, my guess is going to be the New York Islanders and the Hartford Whalers.
They're locked in with the Islanders and the Whalers. Mario, what did you say?
Whalers and the Canucks.
It is, in fact, the Hartford Whalers... and the Vancouver Canucks. Points nicely to everybody.
I genuinely did not realize the Canucks had never won a Stanley Cup.
No, they came into existence in the 70s, and they have never won a Stanley Cup. I think they said they've been to the finals 3 times in 3 separate decades, if I read that right.
I actually don't know if the Islanders have never won. It just seemed like the Islanders had never won.
It feels like that.
I was thinking of New York Jersey.
Right. Yeah, exactly. I was like, well, my immediate thought was, oh, it'll be the Devils because New Jersey.
But... nope. Question number 4, and this one may be a little bit easy, but at what moment was T.S. planning to propose to Brandy?
we can lock in.
Mario, when Jaws jumps out of the water and the Jaws ride at Universal.
Yeah, that's right.
Mike and Nikki, what did you say?
We were going to say at Universal when Jaws pops out of the water.
And you are both dead on balls accurate. It is when Jaws pops out of the water at Universal Orlando.
Romantic.
It's an industry time.
Question number 5. What is the name of Trish the Dish's book that spent 72 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list? I'm going to give you a 2-point bonus if you can give me Trish the Dish's last name.
I'm thinking.
You think you know what it is?
Yeah.
You gonna lock in?
Yeah.
Jess and Mario are locked in. Mike and Nikki, talk it out.
You can talk it out.
I don't know. I mean, I just know something about she was a 13-year-old who had like a lot of orgasms.
Yeah, I think she was 15.
You're right, 15.
Yeah, keep helping them, Mario. They appreciate it.
Yeah, we appreciate it.
Yeah, I mean, I remember it was a young chick who was writing a book about orgasms, but I don't remember the name of the book. But I want to say it probably had, like, some kind of clever pun, and I'm trying to...
Yeah. I don't know if it would help if, like, I don't think it had anything to do with her last name, but she's Trisha Jones, I'm pretty sure.
I just know she was writing more about the orgasm.
Orgasm.
I feel like something about O was standing out. Like something O or like
the big O.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. But it was something about like the waist or how many. It could have been like something totally straightforward, like how many times they orgasm.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
Or the ways I do. I don't know. I don't remember.
Yeah, I genuinely don't remember
that part that she was.
And what's really bothering me is this is legitimately one of those kinds of things I should have been like, I'm going to make a mental note of that for trivia because that's the thing that's going to come up that I just do not remember. I was too busy enjoying the movie.
The Big O. We'll go with the Big O,
and I'm pretty sure her name was Trisha Jones because I'm pretty sure she's Alyssa's sister or something like that.
They are locked in with the Big O and Trisha Jones. Mario and Jess, what did you say?
I think the book is called Borgasm, and it's Trisha Jones is her last name.
It is, in fact, Trisha Jones, and the only way you'd know that by watching the movie, to my understanding, is if you actually looked at the book at the very end. That's the only place that last name is listed. It's only through conjecture and putting clues together that you get the last name of Jones and connect her to the other characters in the Viewisk universe. The book itself, 72 weeks on the New York Times bestseller list, is called Borgasm.
Nicely done.
Nice job.
Thank you.
You're on the right track.
Yeah, it's pretty punny.
Question number 6. What classic children's cartoon did Trish tape over to record her uncomfortable sex session with Shannon?
Oh, I remember.
Who said that? I can't tell who's who. Something.
It's me. Don't worry. Do you know the answer?
I don't. I saw this last week, so it's not fresh.
Okay, so I remember this from 90 minutes ago, give or take.
Okay.
Do you want to lock in?
I'll lock it in.
Mike and Nikki, talk it out.
We can talk it out.
I don't know.
We don't really have. We're trying to get there, like based on
the time frame.
But I mean, classic children's cartoon could be anywhere further back. Apropos of literally nothing, the first thing that popped in my head was Frosty the Snowman. I don't know why. I don't know if there's any kind of like additional like. Joke that would be made about like taping over this particular the particular cartoon, whatever the answer is. I don't know if you have anything else. I don't know if we're gonna get anything.
I don't know.
Better. Yeah. So we'll just say Frosty the Snowman for no reason other than it popped into my head because my head is weird.
They've locked in with Frosty the Snowman. Mario, what did you guess?
Woody Woodpecker.
Shit.
It is an apropos nickname.
Yeah.
It is, in fact, Woody Woodpecker.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, well done. That makes so much sense.
All right, question number 7 in round 2. The shirt that Brody wears when walking around the mall appears to be the shape of a man. But according to Kevin Smith, what is the actual image?
I think I got it.
You think you got it? Okay.
Yeah.
I was going to be like, I have no idea. I didn't pay attention to his shirt.
I'll lock it in then.
All right, Jess is locked in.
I also own that shirt, so it's...
Oh, okay. So that's good then. Okay, cool.
Mike and Nikki, talk it out.
Gosh. I don't know if we're going
to
have...
It's supposed to be a man, but it's not.
But it's actually something else, like... it's like... like Bigfoot or something? I don't remember what his shirt looks like.
I'm sorry.
You know, as I mentioned earlier, I don't wear clothes, so I don't pay attention to other people's scores.
We'll go with Sasquatch.
A Sasquatch, sure, why not? Yeah, we're not going to get anything. So.
All right, they locked in with Sasquatch. Jess, what do you think?
It's supposed to be all of the other actors that tried out for Brody's part, you know, like morphed into that caricature thing or whatever.
It is, in fact, all the other actors that tried out for the role of Brody kind of pushed together into one image.
Ah, interesting.
Nicely done.
Good job, Jess. Because I wouldn't have had a clue.
Round two, question number 8. While T.S. and Brody are at the dirt mall, T.S. picks up a hat and puts it on briefly before putting it back down. What is on the hat?
Oh, I can lock it in.
I'm pretty sure I know what that is.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
They're locked in. Mike and Nikki, it's up to you.
I remember. I remember the distinct moment, and I remember thinking, oh, that's really funny. But what was it? I think it was just, a Clerks hat. Like, it was a Clerks movie hat, right?
Yeah,
okay, that's what we're going to say. I think it was just Clerks movie hat.
All right, they've locked in with a Clerks movie hat. Jess, what did you say?
Yeah, I was going to say Clerks.
Points for everybody. It was, in fact, a hat with the words Clerks on it in the typing or the font from the first movie.
Right.
Nice job.
I also have that hat.
Yeah, that's a cool hat to have.
Question number 9. What do the following 3 items have in common? A remote control, Fletch, and Punisher War Journal number 6.
I think I know it.
If you know what it is, Jess, I trust you.
I think I know what it is. I think I'll lock it in.
Okay.
Jess is locked in. Mike and Nikki, talk it out.
I think we can lock in too. We're thinking it's 3 things that she throws it she throws at Brody at the very beginning when they're having their fight.
And Jess, what did you say?
I was going to say the Fletch thing made me think 3 things that she has of his that he wants her to give back to him after they break up.
That's what it is. That's right.
That is totally what it is. It is the 3 items that Renee has of Brody's that Brody wants back.
Nice.
And it does beg the question, who the hell takes the remote control out of their house?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
Question number 10. While the film is set in New Jersey, they opted to film the movie in what state due to budgetary reasons? Now, this state is not unfamiliar with shopping malls or movies. In fact, 2 sports movies from my childhood are set here.
I can lock it in.
Okay.
We can also lock it in.
I spent all this time writing this damn question because I'll have 2 seconds of play. Mike and Nikki, what did you say?
We said Minnesota.
And Jess and Mario.
Yep, Minnesota.
Same.
It is, in fact, the land of tiny Coca-Cola, Minnesota.
Chris, Mighty Ducks and Little Big League?
You got it. Your scores heading into the final question. Jessica and Mario have 156 points. Mike and Nikki have 102. So go ahead and lock in your wagers now.
Chris, it's just 1 question, right?
It's just 1 question. Winner will get if you get it right, you get the points. You get it wrong, you lose the points.
Something from the movie, right?
It is from the movie. All right, our wagers are locked in. Here is your final question. Brody's cousin Walter is never seen in the film, but he may be the film's most memorable character. What animal did Walter get stuck up his ass? And no, I'm not talking about the cats.
Hold on.
Okay. I think we can lock in.
All right, Mike and Nikki, you're locked in?
Yes.
Jess and Mario, talk it out.
Pretty sure it's a gerbil. We can keep thinking of Richard Gere and the whole weird thing with Richard Gere.
Well, it's not. I remember them standing there in front of a freaking pet store, and it said gerbils. But I remember him saying they got a cat stuck up his ass.
Yeah, but he said it wasn't cats. And the cat was looking for something up his ass, apparently, per Walt. That's why Walter justified buying 3 or 4 cats and they all go up his ass. I'm supposed to get the gerbil out.
I'll see
if the gerbil is what it is.
They're locked in with gerbil. Mike and Nikki, what did you say?
So in addition to thinking of Richard Gere, we also think of Lemmy Winks, second South Park reference of the show. But yeah, we also went with gerbil.
After he finds his cousin buying the 3rd cat, He asks him what's going on. He said, How else am I supposed to get the gerbil out?
Yep.
I'm glad I listened to you. That's what I get for having a 4-year-old yell at me.
Tips.
All right. And Mike and Nikki, what was your wager?
We wagered 55. I was hoping they would go conservative and go zero, and we would have a chance to win by one.
That brings your final score to 157. Let's see what they did. Jess and Mario, what did you wager?
50.
They wagered 50. So your final scores after Mallrats Trivia, Mario and Jess with 206 points to 157 for Mike and Nikki.
Nicely done, guys. Good game.
Thank you. Nice game.
I freaking love this movie.
Now, Chris, I would like to say that I've been carrying around the number $58.60 in my head for 3 weeks in the hope that you would ask how much the three-nippled prostitute or fortune teller, charged.
And you know what? I'm never going to look at her the same thinking about Three's Company.
Right, exactly.
I know. I mean, that's Priscilla Barnes. I mean, she was Terry.
Yeah.
The art.
Exactly.
Love her.
I'm like, and Suzette's like, who is that? I'm like,
she's like, kidding?
No, I swear that's what she said. We have this running joke about Gina Gershon. She didn't know who she was. And I explained to her who she was. And she goes, is she another Gina Gershon's twat? Because that's what she calls Gina Gershon, because she didn't know what movie she was in. So she made the comment about Showgirls. But.
But,
I'm like, how did you not know that it was Terry from Three's Company?
Bananas. But that's my favorite sitcom, so I'm a little biased.
Is it really Three's Company?
Oh, God, yes. Since it's I was like 5 years old. Since
it's
I was
a good
like 5
show.
Years old, it's my
it's
favorite.
A great show.
When John Ritter passed away, I cried like a baby. I love that show.
I've always been partial to the Drew Carey show. I love the Drew Carey show.
Never watched it.
It was a good show, but I would say Three's Company was actually better, just for their time period. They were
ahead
still
funny.
Of what their time.
And yes. It's still funny. It's timeless, yeah. Physical
especially
comedy
the
for John
well, because it's so slapstick. Yes.
It is.
Yeah, double entendre. It's just really funny. It's classic.
Yep.
Roper's gay innuendos going on, and then with Furley bringing his crazy...
Flower Girl, and then,
it's a great show.
Wonderful.
I do miss that show. I'd watch it again. I got to go back and watch it. It's been a while. I'm working my way through Parks and Rec for like the third time this year because it's the best show to come out in the last 15 years. Have you guys ever gone back and looked at the listing of people who who auditioned to play the different characters on this show, on Mallrats?
It's crazy. Like, they even wanted to recast Jay.
Yeah, with Seth Green.
One of the perspective questions. You knew that. Okay, I'm glad I didn't ask that question.
I thought you were going to ask the question, like, you know, what mall did it take place in?
Right. Eden Prairie.
Yeah.
When I did my walkthrough, I didn't even make note of that. Same way, Mary, when you come to the question with the fortune teller, the topless fortune teller, did you think I was taking notes at that point in time?
You were just looking at her boobs.
Touche.
Apparently Shawnee Smith edition for this too, Chris.
And I love Shawnee Smith, but I read that...
And apparently she was a bitch. Yeah.
Apparently it was so bad the casting director apologized for bringing her in.
Yeah.
I think Reese Witherspoon auditioned too, and she was also kind of a bitch.
I think I read that they met with Reese Witherspoon...
Yeah, that's what Kevin Smith calls her, Greasy Witherspoon, because he doesn't like her.
Yeah. I don't know what role that they would have thought she would have been good for, but...
Maybe for Renee? I don't know.
I was thinking maybe not Renee. I could almost see her more as...
For Joey Lauren's role that she did.
I was actually thinking Claire Polani's character.
Oh, Brandy.
Oh, yeah.
Did you know the character that plays Trish the Dish?
Stop.
Wow.
Every time. Sorry.
The character that plays Trish the Dish is dating or is married to Elias from Clerks 2.
Really?
Oh, wow. Really?
Yes. So I'm looking here. Universal Studios tried to get Kevin Smith to cast Mike Myers, Adam Sandler, or Chris Farley in the role of Brody Bruce. And they wanted Ethan Hawke to play T.S.
Brian O'Halloran also auditioned for Tios, but he didn't get it.
Oh, thank God they had that Gil character he could play. Gil Hicks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dante's cousin or whatever they're supposed
yeah.
to be. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be honest. This was only I think, the second time that I had ever watched Mallrats all the way through.
I love this movie.
Like, it's not bad. I still personally consider it lesser of the... Of that first, the first, I think the first four movies are all really good, but I think Mallrats is the least good the weak, of the first four.
Weakest.
First one. Weakest, yeah. Mm-hmm. I still love it. Like, I actually liked it. I think I liked it more on the most recent viewing than I had on my, the only other time I had ever seen it all the way through was in a, there was a midnight show at, an independent movie theater in Houston when I was in grad school that we went to. And that was the only time I'd actually sat down and watched it all the way through. I think I had seen bits and pieces on television, you know, during the late 90s, but that was the first time I had actually done it. But I liked it more this time, actually, but I still, it's still not quite as good to me as those other 90s Viewers' Universe movies.
No, I mean, the good news is that we're heading into the, in my opinion, the best Kevin Smith movie next.
I agree. Chasing Amy is my favorite.
So, fun fact, and I was doing a little IMDb research here. Joey Lauren Adams played Jeremy London's ex-girlfriend in this movie, played Jason London's girlfriend in Dazed and Confused.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Both films also featured Ben Affleck.
As an absolute dick.
Yes.
Yes. A complete douche.
John Landis was originally supposed to make a cameo in the film as an irate customer, but was written out at the last minute.
John Landis?
Yeah.
I guess it's not that random, but because he was probably an inspiration for Kevin Smith. So.
It's not that random.
Yeah.
I mean, not as much as, you know, how many characters in this movie are named after Jaws people?
At least three.
Yeah, good point.
Brody Bruce is two of them right there.
Yeah.
And was T.S. Quinn, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the have you ever seen Kevin Smith talking about I think it was part of, you know, I think it was right after Stanley passed away. It was like an hour long just Kevin Smith talking about his, you know, experience with being buddies with Stan Lee and stuff like that. But he tells the story about, you know, when they got him to do Mallrats, and he originally didn't write it for Stan Lee. He wrote it for, oh, this is going to be somebody who's got a similar position in the comic book community as Stan Lee, but it's going to be a fictional character. And then they, you know, they were like, well, I think we can actually get Stan Lee to do this. And he tells a story about, you know, he wrote this whole thing for Stan Lee, and Stan Lee goes, well, this isn't something that I would say because, you know, this is all crap. You know, I didn't have like this girl that got away and all this kind of stuff. And so he actually wrote in the scene where it turns out that, that TS just paid him to say asked him to say the stuff to help him out. Like, he wrote that just specifically so he could be like, okay, here's your way out. Like, you're just playing a role the entire time. And then it was like, okay.
And that scene had one of my favorite payoffs, 'cause he's the one talking to him about, you know, superhero sex organs.
Right. Exactly.
Oh man. And then you go back and watch Captain Marvel, and he's reading the Mallrats script.
That was such a brilliant callback. Oh, my gosh.
And that has been another episode of the Pub Trivia Experience. We hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, find us on Instagram, at Pub Trivia Experience, on Twitter, again, at Pub Trivia Pod, or, as always, email us, pubtriviaexperience@gmail.com. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'll see you next week. Bye, everyone.
Chris, it's just one question, right?
It's just one question. Winner will get the... If you get it right, you get the points. You get it wrong, you lose the points.
Something from the movie, right?
It is from the movie. Mike and Nikki are locked in. Jess and Mario, talk it out.
How,
From my experience, these questions can be very difficult.
Yes.
So, I don't know if we want to be more conservative with the wager, or be more, I mean, or be aggressive, go big or go home, or what have you, but.
The difference of points is roughly over 50.
Okay.
So, if you go ahead and bet 50, it's you lose or you win. Because, Chris, what are they, 102?
It's 102 to 156.
Okay, so they'll be at 204, and they'll be at 206.
Okay.
So, and the question is, like, you know, from just like you said, random question, and from that last Disney question, God help me, Chris knows. So, if I'll leave it up to you. I'm okay either way.
I guess we could be aggressive. Screw it. It's the worst thing that could happen. We'll lose.
Exactly.
Okay.
So what is your wager?
What is aggressive?
Well, aggressive would be, what was the math? I'm terrible at math. What was the math again? So if
50. It's going to be 50 if you want to be specific. I'm just going, it's actually 48 if you want to, you know, but you're 50 for the hell of it, for shits and giggles. 48, you would be tied, 49 for the win.
Okay. Let me just do 50, I guess.
There you go.
Round it out. Their wager is 50.
What is 50, Alex?
Good.